Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kuzava. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kuzava. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Philly reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it and throws to third for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Kakas chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kakas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Pretty moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Cuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuzava hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham is hit by the pitch. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuzava fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas, who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski strikes out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Kress steals second. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzawa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kuzawa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzawa is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzawa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Moss reaches second base with a double. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to third. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moss scores. One out. It's Browns, 1. White Sox, 1. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 0 for 2 in the game. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillinger for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuzava bunts between the mound and first base. Garver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuzava for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Elder pinch runs for Les Moss. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Graham bunts towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. Elder moves to second. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kakas hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for John Sullivan. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Schirmlaller now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Dillinger applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Ned Garber. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.